Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Set time.
We've got some tickets to give away.
We've got some tickets to give away. A pair of tickets to see Queen and Adam Lambert, the Rhapsody Tour at the Excel Center, October 27th. Tickets go on sale this Friday morning at 10 a.m. We're going to play Finish the Line. We're going to take callers 5, 6, and 7, and 8 if necessary. Grant's going to line them up for us. We're going to do Laundry Talk at 5:30 with Patrick. And they're going to finish the line, and we are not allowed to finish the line. We were here to listen and understand. And once you saw them, didn't you, last time?
I did. It was amazing.
Everyone did but me. Everyone but
you
me.
You were busy. You were probably getting married or something.
I was busy. I wasn't getting married. You know, as one does every day. As one gets married every day. So while he's getting all that ready, I have to just tell people that don't ever listen to me for anything that's happening up in the sky. Because in Random Thoughts, I always tell people about the harvest moon, the pink moon, the full moon. And I've been obsessed with this five planet lineup thing that's supposed to be happening, this phenom. I'm always a day off. And true to form, it did not happen yesterday. And I don't know if we're going to be able to see it today if you look in the western sky. But the five planet alignment is tonight. And that is for my pickleball gals in Woodbury that makes so much fun of my weather reports. True to form, I messed it up again. You're welcome. All right, Grant, who are our contestants?
All right, well, Kim was our fourth caller, so she's going to get the first shot. Chloe was our second caller. Chris was our fifth caller, excuse me, Chloe. Sixth caller was Chris, and seventh caller was Sandy. So we're going to start out with Kim as our first shot.
Kim, are you ready?
Kim, how are you ready to go?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Are you a big Queen fan?
Huge.
Oh, then you're going to do well. All you need to do is finish the line. Here we go.
All right. Finish this for us.
I want to ride my bicycle to you.
Sorry, Kim.
I'm sorry, Kim.
We're going to jump over to Chloe here. Chloe, are you ready to go? Finish this line?
Hi, Chloe.
Play it again. Play it again.
Yeah, we're going to play it for
you.
We
will.
Here we go.
I want to write it where I like.
Yeah.
Yeah. Great job.
You are lucky, Chloe. You get to go.
Yay.
Oh, I'm so jealous.
Have so much fun.
Did you see them last time they were here?
Yes, my mom took me.
Oh, my gosh. Are you going to take your mom to this one?
Yes, I am.
Oh, that's awesome. All right. Well, congratulations to you. Grant's going to get all your information in a minute after we do the dirt alert. So you need to hang on for a few minutes, okay?
Okay.
All right. That's
fine.
Okay. Fill us in on, we've been such a full house here today. We're behind on basic 101 things. So
yeah. So let's start out with one that I know we wanted to talk about, but we haven't had a chance to talk about. Yesterday, we heard about the Kiss Heard Round the World with Harry Styles and Emily Ratajkowski. And there has been some news since this kiss that broke late last night, early today. But Emily has come out begging for her pal Olivia Wilde's forgiveness for doing what she did. Now, this is all according to a source that has told Page Six. Over the weekend, as we know, they were caught kissing in Tokyo. Now, the big thing here is apparently these guys have been really close friends for a long time.
Well, and you know, if you look back, she went to the Harry Styles concert with her in LA. And if you look back, they were just together at the Vanity Fair party after the Oscars. Funny how she should end up in Tokyo in the arms of her friends. Love it.
That is so true. And even like when, Olivia Wilde was facing all the criticism for Don't Worry, Darling and the Jason Sudeikis situation.
Yes.
Emily came to her, came to her aid, and she put out a statement. She said, in the past year, Amber Heard and Olivia Wilde and the craziness of putting them in this box as if they're monsters or witches. This is nonsense to it. There is a nuisance to it. But when you see it the way that the whole world reacts to women, it's really hard to not want to go to the extreme side of it. I feel very protective. And she's referencing protective of her friend Olivia Wilde.
Yeah. But too bad you brought in the Emperor reference with it.
Yeah, that's true. But,
Okay, so this is the deal. Lori and I, friends forever. Lori dates Harry Styles. Harry Styles decides he's done, and I go to all the concerts with her. And Harry Styles says, dude, I'm sending you a private jet. You want to come to Tokyo?
Mm-hmm.
I'm single. I'll apologize later. He's Harry Styles. That one, I think you forgive for. He's Harry Styles.
Yeah.
He's Harry Styles.
Right now,
I mean, there's girl code out there, mm-hmm. and, you know, there's code. You would never do this, but...
Yeah, but...
I would do it more if it was Brad Pitt.
But
it's Harry Styles. Mm-hmm.
Harry Styles. So we shall see. I'm sure more is going to come of it right now.
I don't think she's feeling that bad.
According to this source, she is. But that same source is saying that is connected to Olivia. She's not concerned about it. She's saying that she's more concerned with taking care of her kids at this point in time and mending the relationship with all of, you know, Jason and what's going on with them. So she says she's staying away from it. But I feel like there's more to come with this. And I, you know, like I mentioned that rumor yesterday, I've had a conversation with a couple of people around the building. I think there's more to this than just Emily or just Olivia and Harry. I think there might have been a little bit of...
Olivia, Harry, and Emily.
Together. Mm-hmm. I think there might have been some fun together, and that's...
I feel like they would do that.
There's just...
I'm not into that.
I'm not either, but there's definitely some...
But if Lori wanted me and Harry and her, I would still say no.
What about Brad Pitt?
Brad Pitt, Harry, and I? Excuse me. I'm never coming home. I am never coming home.
Oh, gosh.
Oh.
Oh, I could see why. Mm-hmm. All right. Well,
if you're listening, call in.
Yes. And Brad, just call me after the show, please. You're bugging me all day during the show. I can't take texts during the show. You know how it rolls.
That's true. We gotta stick to the show. Speaking of which, well, this is an interesting bit of news that just came out today. Real Housewives star Jen Shah, who was sentenced in February, or not sentenced,
Real
but
Housewives
she,
Salt Lake.
Salt Lake, thank you. Yep, she... reported to federal prison in February for a 6.5-year sentence from, the fact that she stole all that money from all the elderly.
Yes.
I mean,
you know the
whole story. Yes. But apparently today, her sentence has been dropped a year.
Just for showing up?
I kept reading more and more, and I know that she started to pay back some of the money that she has owed in restitution, but I really couldn't figure out as to the exact legal reason why they took...
Well, lucky her.
A year off of her sentence. So now she'll be only serving 5.5 to the 6.5.
All right.
Yeah. So
good day for Jen Shah.
Yeah. Really, though? Is it?
Well, it's less than 6.5. It's 5.5.
That's true. You better enjoy it.
She'll get out in the 20s, the decade, right. You know, versus the 30s.
That's very true. And
I can't do math. She still would have got out in the 20s. Oh, Lordy. Lordy, Lordy, Lordy.
Yes.
All right. Thank you, Grant, for those updates. I also, you know, tomorrow we're going to, you know, there was a lot of testimony going on today in the old skiing case.
Mm-hmm.
You know, who was downhill and who hit who. We'll hear more about that tomorrow. But when we come back, we're ready. We've been waiting. Call us with your questions to ask Patrick, the laundry guy.
Yeah.
We'll take your questions. And we already got a few of them that we'll answer. Thanks for hanging out with us. Grant? What's happening?
Yeah, we still got another little bit of time here.
There's, for some reason, I think this break is four minutes.
We got another 30 seconds. So I'll just end this last one here with one more story. The Bachelor creator Mike Fleiss is parting ways with the franchise after more than two decades. He started the show 20 years ago, and he is stepping away. And there are going to be three new showrunners taking over that have been a part of The Bachelor for a long time. But
can I tell you why he's stepping away?
What's the Hollywood speak?
He's as bored as we are.
Thank you. I couldn't agree more. Mm-hmm. I could not agree more. So there we go.
How's the traffic?
Yeah, perfect timing. I love it.
Hey, gang, it's Julia here for LearningRx. And a colleague of mine came up to me today and says, you know, does LearningRx really work? And I'm thinking this is going on. And I said, listen, it does work. But it all starts with an eye-opening assessment because you don't know what you don't know. You don't know what's going on in your loved one's brain unless you schedule this. It's a nationally recognized Woodcock-Johnson test that people know about, but it'll test all different areas of the cognitive part of your loved one's brain, from processing speed to memorization short and long term, to being able to organize thoughts, to reading, everything, and it will really help you understand what's going on, and then you get to go from there. And when you call LearningRx and mention Lori and Julia, the assessment is 50% off. LearningRx is one-on-one brain training, and their number for you to call today is 952-949-7900. That's LearningRx. Eddie did take the calls. Thanks for hanging out with us today. Remember, we're giving away pair of tickets to Queen for the rest of the week. We've got three more days. Finish the line and also register to win up to $10,000 when you can pick your prize on the app. More information is at MyTalk1071. Patrick, you have the line. What questions do we have? Should we just go to our callers?
Okay.
Let's start out with our callers. Penny. And then I do have eventually Lynn that left me one. But yeah, yes. Let's start out with Penny.
Okay, we'll start with Penny. Penny.
Hi, Penny.
Hi.
Hi. Patrick, I spilled a cup of coffee on my off-white carpet, which is now really off-white.
Yeah.
I blotted it with white towels in water. I didn't put any chemical on it. And I thought, well, this worked pretty well. Well, now that it has dried, the coffee has come, the stain has come up. And I'm wondering, what can I do? It's been a week.
Okay, easy. Take a bowl with some hot water. Put a little bit of soap, not dish soap, but like liquid hand soap or laundry soap, something like that. Just a little bit of water in it. Mix it up. Dab that on with a wet towel and put it on. I mean, we're not trying to be super damp here. I mean, we're willing to get a little wet. Then you take a towel with clean water and you blot that and you kind of rinse it. And then you blot it dry. The mistake everybody makes is they don't, when they'll put down, you know, a stain remover, but then they don't do anything to blot it away, so it's just still there. It'd be super easy.
Do you get it?
Soap and water, and then...
But real, not dish soap. Remember, hand soap.
Like liquid hand soap or something. Yeah. You're going to use some soap and water, blot that
water
on.
And blot it again.
And then blot it with clean water to rinse it, and then blot it dry.
And no height of your that bleach stuff that you...
No, as much as I love oxygen bleach, this is one time it's not the right thing. But I like that you're into oxygen bleach, because me too.
All right. Well, thank you. I'll give it a shot.
All right.
Good luck, Penny. Okay, Grant, ask your question from the caller so we make sure we get it, because that was from 2 hours ago.
Yes, let's get to Lynn's question. So she has, Lynn had an old blanket that is her grandmother made. She believes the fabric is cotton, and it's stuffed with other blankets and rags for padding.
Yep.
And she wants to wash this without ruining it. There's no, you know, there wasn't a mention of stain, but this was, she just doesn't want to ruin it if she washes it. What's a gentle way to wash it?
Okay. Because of the stuffing, if it was just the cover, it would be a completely different thing. But because of this stuffing, this is going to be one of those very few times when I say hand wash. And here's what you're going to do. You're going to lay it in the tub long. You know, you can fold it two or three times, or, you know, like a fan if you need to, but it needs to lay long. Cover it with just enough water to cover it. Warm water, not quite bath temperature, a little bit cooler than bath, but warm water. A little bit of soap. Swish it. Let it sit for 5 minutes. Swish it again. Let it sit 5 minutes. Swish. Let it sit 5 minutes. Swish. So we're at 20 minutes. At this point, you're going to pull the stopper and you're going to let the water run out. Drop the stopper again, fill the tub all the way full with cold water, let it just soak for 15 minutes, let it drain, pull the stopper, and then fill the tub one more time, let it soak.
With cold water,
cold water, then let it drain. And here's the most important part. Do not pick it up. Do not squeeze it. Do not wring it. Don't do anything. Just let it lay there. It may have to lay there 10 hours. When it's barely damp, you can pick it up, throw it across something, and let it finish drying. The reason you don't want to pick it up when it's wet is you could tear something inside it because it'll be so heavy. So just let it lay there. You know, if it's the only bathroom in your house, as soon as you, like, everybody takes their shower in the morning, take, you know, a half an hour and do this and let it drain until it's time for bed. But just let it lay there. It'll be great. You won't do any damage, and it will look fresher, and it will smell fresher.
And this is the inside.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
When did you figure out that?
That is the same trick. That is the same trick for watching, like, a wedding dress.
Oh.
Because you don't want to tear. Because I actually watched someone once tear the bodice off of a ball gown.
Oh,
because the skirt gets so heavy when it's wet.
Right.
You pick it up and the thread just can't support the weight.
Wow.
I have seen these old quilts before and I know that the inside just kind of...
Sure.
You know, and it's just the only thing you can do.
Okay, but I love that. Okay, I think that's a good one. Okay, so next is Kelly Grant.
Nah, let's go to Terry. She called like a couple
Terry,
hours.
Sorry.
No, it's okay. I want to get to Terry here, so we're going to get to Terry.
Hi. Hi, Terry.
Hi, how are you?
We're great. What's your question for Patrick?
Okay, really expensive winter ski pants. Not the nylon type, like a ski jacket, but really heavy leggings, white.
Yep.
Hung them over a wooden hanger for storage over the summer, and they came out with either stain or lacquer marks right where the hanger was.
Yep.
How do I get it out?
Well, okay. You can, but you're going to have to pray, because this is not easy. It's going to be kind of multi-step. The first thing you need to do is scrub with soap and a brush. Get a bar of laundry soap and a horsehair brush and scrub. You want anything off the surface. That is going to be the bulk of what you see, is actually sitting right on the surface. Okay, you're going to scrub that, rinse it, let it dry, because you want to see what it looks like when it's done. Then you're going to soak them with water and oxygen bleach. About 2 tablespoons of oxygen bleach to a sink of water.
Okay, I'm going to stop right there.
Yep.
So oxygen bleach is hard to dissolve.
That's why the water has to be pretty warm.
It has to be really, really pretty warm, because it's hard to... I just did
like
this
bath
today.
Bath temperature,
It has to be bath temperature. Okay.
Yeah, so let it... And then soak, you know, a couple hours. And then that should do it, but then you're going to have to wash them just to kind of wash everything out.
Okay, great. Thank you so much.
Oh, of course.
I love it. Not just ski pants, really expensive. And I know the fabric she's talking about. You can feel it. And you've been winter white is so gorgeous, you know,
to wear. It's
so
incredible to ski in. But it's beautiful. But that thick.
Yes,
thick,
I do. Totally. But if you pick up, I would like to put a shout out there. Who stole my black winter ski jacket? I can't find it anywhere. I'm just kidding.
Right.
I've called my whole family. No one can find it. Who's next, Grant?
All right, we're going to go to... So Kelly did drop. Sorry, Kelly, if you want to call back, we can do more. But we're going to go to Sally would be next after Kelly. So Sally.
Hi. Hi, what's your question for Patrick?
Hi, I have some workout shirts that... Then the armpit gets all hard and crusty. How do I get that out of those shirts?
Wash them with oxygen bleach. You need to, a couple tablespoons, soak them. Once you get that out, every single time they go in the washing machine, you need to spray them with vinegar and water and use oxygen bleach again. That is a known issue with athletic fabric. Athletic fabric's amazing. I mean, it has more technology than your computer, but you've got to use oxygen bleach with it. And oxygen bleach is totally color safe.
Okay, so would you spray it with the vinegar and water first?
Yeah, you spray like the underarms with the vinegar and water. You're going to toss it in the washer, but you're going to add oxygen bleach and then just wash it with. But the first time you're going to have to soak it.
Okay. And a tablespoon of oxygen bleach with warmish water, because it needs to dissolve. So really
it needs to be like bath temperature.
Yes. Water. Okay. Does that help, Sally?
It sure does. Thank you.
Okay.
So much.
Yeah. Thanks for hanging out with us.
All right.
Okay. Now we have Gina. Gina, you're on My Talk 107.1. You have the same name as my sister. Hi, Gina.
Hi, how are you folks?
We're so good. How are you?
Good. I'm great. And I have a question I've been wanting to ask Patrick for a while. I'm of a certain age, and I know to wear my sunscreen every day, winter, summer, whatever. My workout clothes, like the gal before, and my hats, I have this buildup of the sunscreen oils.
Okay.
And I have tried the oxygen bleach. I've tried vinegar. What's the trick?
Oily soap. You need oily soap. Not dish soap. You can use hand soap. You can use an oily laundry product. Oily soap will lift out sunscreen.
Okay. I use the Dr. Bronner's no scent.
It's not
whatever,
quite oily enough. Okay. It needs to be a little bit thicker than that. Think of it like so thick that it sits on the fabric, because that's what you really need.
Do you have a particular kind that you would suggest?
Well, I mean, there's lots of them out there. If you came to my store, I would tell you to use Levant, but it's because that's what I sell in the store. There are others.
Like, could I use just hand, like I buy, you know, just basic hand soap?
Yes, if it's thick like that, you absolutely can just use hand soap.
So just try it with that.
Okay.
I love that you've tried everything. I mean, this stuff gets on our clothes, doesn't it?
I know. It's kind of I have the ones that I only wear under things because it's a little obvious and it's
right.
weird.
And remember, guys, all right, we're going to take a quick break and we see you, Emily and George, and we're going to come back. But the one big thing about workout clothes and all of our clothes, do not use dryer sheets. It sets that crap into your
right,
athletic
gear. It makes it
gear.
So much harder to get it out.
It makes it so much harder. It's so terrible. So use tin foil in your dryer.
Right.
And we're going to take a quick break. Welcome back. We've got three more questions for you, Patrick, and then we're going to wrap up our day. Thanks for hanging out with us. Okay, so we had a question from a woman who has, like, a furniture piece that you can zip off the top cover, and she yep. can clean that. But
Cindy,
how do you clean the foam?
Okay, Cindy, the only way I'm going to tell you to clean the foam is to rent a rug extractor. I am not comfortable telling you to do this at home. You can like literally pull it out of shape.
Oh, right.
Just by putting it in the tub. So right. I'm just not going to tell you to do it. Rent a rug extractor. You can get them at the hardware store. They're cheap. $20 probably.
Are you talking about the rug cleaners?
Yeah, like the rug cleaner.
Oh, sure. And the handheld thing you would use on it. Yes.
And then all you do is you use some oxygen bleach and hot water. You don't need anything else. Just oxygen bleach and hot water. And just go over the cushions. And since you've rented the thing, do everything. Just go over the furniture, your mattress.
Oh, great idea.
Yeah, because you've got it. I think you have it for either 4 or 8 hours.
You do.
So, I mean, you've got it for a little while. So just go to town. Do the stairs.
And check the attachment to make sure the plastic isn't cracked, because we just did this and the plastic was cracked. So it had half the suctioning.
Yeah.
Pain in the butt.
But it's a great trick. It's, you know, oxygen bleach. You don't buy the stupid stuff because it's a fortune. And you don't need it. A little oxygen bleach and water, about a tablespoon to a gallon. You're good
perfect.
To go.
All right, perfect. There's Cindy's. All right, now we've got George's question. George, you're on MyTalk 107.1. What's your question for Patrick?
What is the best way to wash and dry your pillows?
The best way to wash them?
Like, with a synthetic material, they get all clumpy and they're kind of shot after you do one wash of them sometimes. But is there a better way to do it?
Yes. The trick is wash them like normal. Throw them across something and let them dry. Toss them in the dryer, no heat, just air, with 3 tennis balls and beat the loft back into them. If they were down, you can toss them in the dryer. When they're synthetic, if you put them in the dryer, the heat clumps them up and you can't fix it.
Okay, so you let them dry pretty much all the way through,
right.
But when it's still a little wet, you throw them in the dryer with 3 tennis balls.
And no heat.
Okay. Does that help you, George?
Yeah, thank you.
Thanks,
of course.
Thanks for listening, George. All right. Emily, you're on my talk. What's your question for Patrick?
Hi. So I actually work at a grooming salon, and we use something called happy hoodies. They're like a little, I don't know, almost sweatshirt material that goes over their head to make sure that the dryers aren't too scary for them. But the thing is, we use a new one on each dog. They get wet, they sit around before they get in the laundry, and then they get funky.
Yep.
What do I use on them?
Okay,
to, like,
it's funny. I know exactly. Do you want to know what's hysterical?
First, we're going to have her hang up because there's a beep, and you're just going to listen, Emily, okay?
Yep, sounds good.
All right. This is easy because my salon actually uses microfiber towels, too. Those are microfiber, so they're polyester. Use a little bit of oxygen bleach and a tiny bit of detergent. Never, ever fabric softener, never, ever dryer sheets, which I'm guessing you already know because grooming. But you want to use the oxygen bleach. And what it's going to do is it's going to break down that oil that's from the pet. Plus, that mildewy smell that you're getting is because of too much detergent.
Oh.
So less detergent and some oxygen bleach, and they're going to be good as new.
Okay.
And awesome.
And Emily is sitting there saying thank you.
Yeah.
Because we made her hang up because the phone was buzzing.
Yeah, but she's so excited because...
Yes. Who
doesn't want to watch your happy hoodie?
That was my favorite question, the happy hoodie.
Yeah, that's cool. And anybody who, you know, if you couldn't take notes because you were driving, this will all be in the podcast.
Yes, it will.
You can go back and reference that. So don't worry about taking notes and stuff like
and
that. Go back
Patrick and Brittany are and you are hosting the show next Monday.
Yeah, so we can do some more.
So we can get at this again. I mean, people, there is never enough. And I just want to get to how do I clean my gas. The little grates that go on top of my stove, you know, that you take off. How do you get those damn things cleaned?
With, you sprinkle them, cover them with baking soda. Like, get them damp, cover them with baking soda, and then you can use vinegar, but if you really want them to be just gorgeous, squeeze a lemon on them. The lemon juice will cause that baking soda to bubble like crazy, and they will be amazing.
Because they're so bloody dirty.
Yeah, because they get so...
Everything gets shiny and then that they just stain up.
Yeah, no.
What do you call those things? The oven?
Grates.
The grate covers. Oh, so you sprinkle with... Do I wet it to get the baking soda to stick a little bit? Yeah. And then screw... And how long would I leave it on?
A few minutes.
All right.
The other thing you can do is you can soak them in the sink with oxygen bleach if they'll fit in your sink.
Okay, but you have to have oxygen bleach to dissolve. You really need bath water.
Yeah, you need to be warm.
Oh, God. What else do we have to say? I have to give a shot. I feel like we've been here for 2 weeks today. This day, we have had everything but the kitchen sink. Yeah. But we almost didn't get the top.
We talked about
We've had everything on this show today, haven't we, Grant?
Yeah, it's been a run. It's been a fun run.
And we're going to do it all again tomorrow. I want to remind people tonight at 8 o'clock Central Time on HDTV, we've got Minnesota's own sisters with their new show, Renovation 911. So we want to support them. That's going to be on tonight. Other than that, we have posted different things. The Dungeons and Dragons trailers posted. Oh, Grant.
Oh, should we pull it up?
Or should we pull the pink?
Yeah, let's get that real quick.
Pink and Kelly Clarkson were at some award show last night for a different radio station, but they did a duet.
Amazing.
So this is Kelly Clarkson and Pink. Performing.
Give me 2 seconds.
And remember, you can get tickets to Craig Gass. It's a grass. It's grass, right?
Gas.
It is gas, but I wrote down grass. He's going to be at the Cinema.
New Hope.
Cinema Grill in New Hope performing Thursday through Sunday. Okay.
Here we go.
Wow. Grant's crying. Grant? Patrick, are you crying?
I mean, I'm not.
I have goosebumps.
Yeah, no, it's incredible.
They're Pink and Kelly Clarkson and Beyonce and Madonna and Janet Jackson and Queen. And everyone else, boy, we've got a lot going on, don't we?
Yeah.
How about them twins? It all starts Thursday. Thank you so much, Patrick.
I
love
this. So much fun.
Love it. Thanks, Grant. We'll be back tomorrow. Brittany's sitting in with us tomorrow. We'll be back.
Job done. Off you go.